Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about property condition assessments. Today, we're talking about another critical report, the Phase 1 Environmental Assessment. Environmental issues can kill a deal. They can also cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in cleanup costs. If you buy a property with environmental contamination, you could be held liable for the cleanup, even if you didn't cause the contamination. That's why you need a Phase 1 Environmental Assessment. It helps you qualify for certain legal protections against environmental liability when performed correctly. Today, I'm going to explain what a Phase 1 is, what it looks for, how to read the report, and what to do if it finds contamination. Let's dive in. What is a Phase 1 Environmental Assessment? A Phase 1 Environmental Assessment, or Phase 1 ESA, is a report that evaluates a property for environmental contamination. It's conducted by an environmental consultant. They research the property's history, inspect the site, and identify any potential environmental risks. The goal of a Phase 1 is to identify recognized environmental conditions, or RECs. These are conditions that indicate the presence or likely presence of hazardous substances or petroleum products. If the Phase 1 identifies RECs, you may need to conduct a Phase 2 environmental assessment depending on the findings. Here's what a Phase 1 includes. 1. Site visit and inspection. The consultant walks the property and inspects the site. They look for signs of contamination like stained soil, unusual odors, or abandoned storage tanks. 2. Historical research. The consultant researches the property's history. They look at old maps, aerial photos, city directories, and building permits to see how the property was used in the past. If the property was previously used as a gas station, dry cleaner, or industrial site, there's a higher risk of contamination. 3. Regulatory database search. The consultant searches federal, state, and local environmental databases to see if the property or nearby properties have any environmental violations or contamination. 4. Interviews. The consultant interviews the property owner, tenants, and neighbors to gather information about the property's history and current use. 5. Report. The consultant writes a report that summarizes their findings. The report includes a description of the property, the results of the site visit, the historical research, the database search, and any identified RECs. Why you need a Phase 1? You might be thinking, do I really need a Phase 1? The property looks clean. The answer is yes. You absolutely need a Phase 1. Here's why. 1. Environmental liability is serious. If you buy a property with environmental contamination, liability can follow the property owner, which is why proper due diligence before closing is critical. Cleanup costs can be hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. 2. Lenders require it. If you're getting a loan, your lender will require a Phase 1. They want to make sure there are no environmental issues that could affect the value of the property. 3. It protects you. A Phase 1 gives you legal protection. If you conduct a Phase 1 that meets all appropriate inquiry standards and no RECs are identified, you may qualify for liability protection under CERCLA, assuming you also meet ongoing compliance requirements. This is called the innocent landowner defense. It protects you from liability for contamination that existed before you bought the property. But if you don't conduct a phase one, you don't get this protection. 4. It helps you make an informed decision. If the phase one identifies wrecks, you can decide whether to move forward with the deal, negotiate a lower purchase price, or walk away. What does a phase one look for? A phase one looks for environmental contamination. Specifically, it looks for 1. Petroleum products. This includes gasoline, diesel, heating oil, and other petroleum-based products. Common sources of petroleum contamination include underground storage tanks, USTs, above-ground storage tanks, ASTs, gas stations, auto repair shops. 2. Hazardous substances. This includes chemicals, solvents, pesticides, and other hazardous materials. Common sources of hazardous substance contamination include dry cleaners, industrial sites, manufacturing facilities, landfills. 3. Asbestos. Asbestos was commonly used in building materials until the 1980s. It's found in insulation, floor tiles, ceiling tiles, and roofing materials. If the property was built before 1980, there's a good chance it contains asbestos. Asbestos isn't a problem if it's in good condition and left undisturbed. But if you're planning to renovate, you'll need to have it removed by a licensed contractor, and that can be expensive. 4. Lead-based paint. Lead-based paint was commonly used until 1978. If the property was built before 1978, it likely contains lead-based paint. Like asbestos, lead-based paint isn't a problem if it's in good condition. But if it's peeling or deteriorating, it poses a health risk. If you're planning to renovate, you'll need to follow EPA regulations for lead-safe work practices. 5. Mold. Mold is a common problem in properties with water damage or poor ventilation. Mold can cause health problems and can be expensive to remediate. Items like asbestos, lead-based paint, and mold are typically considered non-scope items in a phase one, but they are still important risks to evaluate separately. 6. Radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can seep into buildings from the soil. Long-term exposure to radon can cause lung cancer. Radon is not always included in a standard phase one, but it may be evaluated depending on the region and property type. 7. Contamination from nearby properties. Even if your property is clean, contamination from nearby properties can migrate onto your site. The phase one includes a search of nearby properties to identify any potential sources of contamination. How to read a phase one report. Phase one reports can be long and technical, but you don't need to read every page. Here's how to read a phase one report. Step one, start with the executive summary. The executive summary is the most important part of the report. It summarizes the findings and identifies any wrecks. If the report says no wrecks identified, that's great. It means the consultant didn't find any evidence of contamination. If the report identifies wrecks, you need to investigate further. Step 2. Review the recognized environmental conditions, wrecks. If the report identifies wrecks, read this section carefully. The consultant will describe each wreck, explain why it's a concern, and recommend next steps. Common wrecks include underground storage tanks, USTs, stained soil, unusual odors, historical use as a gas station, dry cleaner, or industrial site, contamination on nearby properties. If the report identifies wrecks, you may need to conduct a Phase 2 environmental assessment depending on the severity and nature of the findings. Step 3. Review the historical use section. This section describes how the property was used in the past. If the property was previously used as a gas station, dry cleaner, or industrial site, there's a higher risk of contamination. Step 4. Review the regulatory database search. This section lists any environmental violations or contamination on the property or nearby properties. If the property or a nearby property is listed on a regulatory database, that's a red flag. Step 5. Review the site visit observations. This section describes what the consultant observed during the site visit. Look for any observations that indicate potential contamination, like stained soil, unusual odors, or abandoned storage tanks. What is a Phase 2 environmental assessment? If the Phase 1 identifies wrecks, you may need to conduct a Phase 2 environmental assessment depending on the findings. A Phase 2 is more invasive. It involves soil sampling, groundwater testing, and laboratory analysis to determine if contamination is present and how extensive it is. Here's what a phase two includes. 1. Soil sampling. The consultant drills boreholes and collects soil samples from various depths. The samples are sent to a laboratory for analysis. 2. Groundwater testing. If there's a risk of groundwater contamination, the consultant installs monitoring wells and collects groundwater samples. The samples are sent to a laboratory for analysis. 3. Laboratory analysis. The laboratory tests the samples for petroleum products, hazardous substances, and other contaminants. 4. Report. The consultant writes a report that summarizes the findings. The report includes the results of the soil and groundwater testing, the extent of the contamination, and recommendations for remediation. What to do if the Phase 1 or Phase 2 finds contamination? If the Phase 1 or Phase 2 finds contamination, you have several options. Option 1. Walk away. If the contamination is extensive and the cleanup costs are too high, walk away. Don't try to make the deal work. Environmental cleanup is expensive and complicated. Option 2. Negotiate a lower purchase price. If the contamination is limited and the cleanup costs are reasonable, negotiate a lower purchase price. The seller reduces the purchase price by the cost of the cleanup. You handle the remediation after you take ownership. Option 3. Require the seller to remediate before closing. If the contamination is significant, require the seller to clean it up before closing. This is the best option if you don't want to deal with the remediation yourself. Option 4. Get environmental insurance. If you're willing to take on the risk, you can purchase environmental insurance. This insurance covers the cost of cleanup if contamination is discovered after you buy the property. Environmental insurance can help mitigate risk, but coverage varies and should be evaluated carefully. Common environmental issues in commercial real estate. Here are the most common environmental issues I've seen in commercial real estate. 1. Underground storage tanks, USTs. USTs are one of the most common sources of contamination. If the property has or had USTs, they need to be properly closed or removed. If they leaked, the soil and groundwater may be contaminated. 2. Dry cleaners. Dry cleaners use solvents that can contaminate soil and groundwater. If the property was previously used as a dry cleaner, there's a high risk of contamination. 3. Gas stations. Gas stations have USTs and handle large volumes of petroleum products. If the property was previously used as a gas station, there's a high risk of contamination. 4. Asbestos. Asbestos is common in properties built before 1980. If you're planning to renovate, you'll need to have the asbestos removed by a licensed contractor. 5. Lead-based paint. Lead-based paint is common in properties built before 1978. If you're planning to renovate, you'll need to follow EPA regulations for lead-safe work practices. 6. Mold. Mold is common in properties with water damage or poor ventilation. Mold remediation can be expensive, especially if it's widespread. How much does a Phase 1 cost? The cost of a Phase 1 depends on the size and complexity of the property. For a small multifamily property, a Phase 1 typically costs $2,000 to $4,000. For a larger property, it can cost $4,000 to $8,000 or more. A Phase 2 is more expensive. It can cost $10,000 to $50,000 or more, depending on the extent of the investigation. Yes, it's expensive, but it's worth it. A Phase 1 can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars by identifying environmental issues before you close. Final thoughts. Environmental issues can kill a deal. They can also cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in cleanup costs. That's why you need a Phase 1 environmental assessment. It helps you qualify for certain legal protections against environmental liability when performed correctly. Don't skip the Phase 1. Don't try to save money by skipping this step. Hire a qualified environmental consultant. Read the report carefully. If it identifies wrecks, conduct a Phase 2 to investigate further, depending on the findings. And if the contamination is too extensive or too expensive to clean up, walk away. Tomorrow, we're talking about deferred maintenance. We'll cover what it is, how to identify it, and how it can kill a deal. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.